This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. All this week, we are working on getting our local lawmakers on the program to wrap up the end of the legislative session, which actually ended on time this year. Who knew that could happen? We'll have State Representative Noreen Hammond tomorrow night at this time, but tonight we'll start things off with State Representative Dan Swanson, who is on the line. Representative Swanson, thanks as always for your time.
Thank you, Will. It's always a pleasure to talk with you.
Are you just as surprised as I am that the session and the budget and everything got passed in a reasonable amount of time this year?
Very satisfied. It was early on, early May, when we began some of the budget negotiations, is when we really, early on, we had hope. The four leaders have met with the governor on many occasions. All four leaders showed up, and the governor and the leaders had some very good discussions, and that was a pretty good indicator that something good might happen.
It sounds like you all were kept in the loop, and that the budget negotiating this time around was bipartisan in nature. Is that all a fair assessment of how it happened this time?
Yes, very much so. We had budgeteers from our caucus and from the majority side, too, and tried to keep us in the loop best they could during our caucus sessions, and they did a fine job at doing that.
The governor signed today the budget into law, and the way he kind of talked about it, at least in terms of some of maybe what he didn't get, almost made me worry that he was going to try to amendatorily veto the budget. Was it perfect, or was it as close to perfect as you can get, would you say?
Well, that word partisan and compromise. Anytime you do a budget like this or any bills, there's a compromise. You don't always get what you want. We know that the governor had previously wanted some changes through policy with the state of Illinois and had used the budget somewhat as a hostage on that, but he assured us he would sign the budget early on, so I didn't get a chance to listen to him today, but we've got a fine budget.
Senator Tracy described it early on as one of the best budgets she's seen in a long time. Is that kind of your perspective on it?
Well, I've seen two, and this certainly is better than the one we had last year. So...
why is it, do you think, that this budget process seemed to go much easier than the first one you saw? Is it because it's an election year, or maybe was it finally just the point where everybody decided to somehow work together?
I think it's a combination of a lot of things. I think the election year certainly plays into the discussion. I think some of the voices we've heard from our constituencies. We want some security. We want to know that we're going to be early, instead of in July when we're trying to get our school budgets done, that there's going to be something in place before then. Stability is always important. And, I think that played a lot into it. And, like I said, it, as you mentioned, is an election year.
From your perspective, what do you see as some of the highlights for you in this budget, at least maybe in terms of how it might help your district?
Well, one of the big highlights, especially in Galesburg, was the hospital income tax credit extended to 2022. And that was one that I'd worked with leadership to ensure Cottage Hospital had very big concerns about the hospital income tax credit. So that was big for Galesburg locally. Some of the agriculture part, the soil water conservation districts, the extensions, the ag in a classroom or ag education were big. And the school funding was big. The additional money, the $350 million, is promised out of the adequacy funding model last year, plus an additional $50 million towards early childhood education.
In terms of education spending, how does that kind of lay out in this budget? And I ask that because District 205 Superintendent John Asplund recently said that they were going to be in the black and basically budgeted that on the fact that they were pretty sure they were only going to get two of their four categorical payments, and it sounds like so far that's what they've receive. So there, it sounds like maybe schools still aren't getting all the money they receive, they're expecting, at least in a quick manner.
Right. Well, the categoricals now are rolled into the base funding. Transportation is not. And some have not received their transportation payments and still waiting on some of those. But, you know, I know that part of this budget is to try and make up some of those bills that are still 7-8 months out and getting those caught up with this budget proposal or budget plan that we have together.
I know we still have quite a bit of a backlog in terms of state bills. I imagine that still concerns you nonetheless.
Absolutely. That's why I said, you know, we've got 7 months and longer on some of our back bills, and that's just shameful. One of the longest standing bills that we've had in the state of Illinois, the Ask Me bill that was owed to Ask Me employees dates back to the Quinn administration.
Yeah, the back pay that they were back supposedly
pay.
Owed, yeah.
Right.
Is that settled in this?
Yes, $63.1 million.
Unfortunately, though, the governor still hasn't come to terms on a contract with Ask Me, though, so it seems like maybe we might be back in this position before long anyway.
Possibly, but this goes back several years,
this
back pay. So it was a commitment that was brought forward and felt it was important that we meet the obligation of the oldest bill out there.
Certainly. We're talking with State Representative Dan Swanson on Galesburg's Evening News. We talked recently a few weeks ago about some of the more important pieces of legislation you were able to get passed and sent to the governor's desk, like, for example, testing for spinal muscular atrophy and your Silver Alert bill. And are those some of the highlights for you in terms of legislation you were able to work on this year? Or I imagine there are others as well.
Well, those were two of the highlights. I also was able to get, working with the Illinois State Med Society, homeless or indigent veterans, if they decide to begin using the VA for their medical care, it can be quite costly for them to get their medical records from a private doctor. But with this legislation, the doctors cannot charge that 75 cents or 50 cents per piece of page for that medical record. So, you know, a homeless or indigent veteran doesn't have two wooden nickels to rub together. So hopefully this will encourage more of a homeless veterans to seek an unearned benefit that they have as veterans. The Lyme disease, that was probably one of the bigger ones up there with the SMA and Silver Alert, where it gives doctors some protection or immunity for treating patients with Lyme disease. We've got patients with Lyme disease who've had it 20, 30 years, have been to many, many different doctors before they're finally diagnosed. And this is a Lauren Russell Lyme Disease Prevention and Protection Law named after a fifth-grade girl from Mercer County.
Yeah. Any other pieces of legislation that you think are important? I heard somewhere that there were maybe some in the last parts of the session, maybe some 500 pieces of legislation passed.
It was flying pretty fast and furious there, but I was able to speak on the hemp bill.
Yeah.
And saw that as a potential diversified crop, especially in Galesburg. The old Galesburg sale barn used to be a hemp factory back the early days, so that's something kind of local too that has a flair to it. But I think that could offer a potential diverse crop, not a big rotation crop, but something that can help us with some set aside or something like that, some areas.
One last question before I let you go, Dan. There was news made at the end of session with, and I know he's a Democrat, but the number three Democrat, State Representative Lou Lang, resigning from some of his leadership positions amid some harassment allegations made against him. What are some of your thoughts on that? That's got to be concerning that this is still sounds like a pretty pervasive problem at the Capitol.
Absolutely, and we passed some legislation to put into practice how we'll do the investigations and who's in charge of those investigations, who serves on those investigative teams. You know, just as any other workplace, those chambers happen to be our workplace and the area where we do our work, and we can't allow that type of conduct to be taking place and in that type of an environment. And if we're the ones making the laws, by golly, we ought to live by the laws.
Absolutely. All right. State Representative Dan Swanson, maybe I'll not bother you for a couple of months now. Thanks so much for your time, as always.
Never bother, Will. Thank you very much for reaching out.
State Representative Dan Swanson, again on Galesburg's Evening News. And tomorrow on the program at 5:10, we'll talk with State Representative Noreen Hammond as Galesburg's Evening News continues. We'll be back and have sports with Cameron next on WGIL.